The Fox.
Now, this time yesterday, around this time yesterday, Fev, I just shared how I was going at the moment in ISO, yeah. And I was struggling a bit as a mum, and I just feel like I'm letting the girls down, and I'm not being a great mum because I'm tired, and I'm, you know, doing things on my own a lot of the time, and you know, when you feel like you're failing and you haven't got your life together because of this situation, it can be tough. And I just wanted to thank, I got so many lovely messages, and it was obviously too hard to get back to everyone because, as you remember in the rave, I've got no time. I've sort of got Daisy, who's really sleep deprived, and I'm having trouble with her. So I don't really get a lot of time to sit and, reply to people. But no, I got a lot of love yesterday, and a lot of women and sharing their stories at the moment as mums, and, you know, homeschooling and trying to find enough time for all your kids and keep the house running. And you know, I just think we should all give ourselves a big virtual hug. And if it helps you to know that I'm doing it tough, then that's great. You know,
hey, I got a couple of messages too on your behalf. I don't know why they messaged me, but it was a few people that I know. And they said that when they were driving into wherever they were driving, that they had tears running down their eyes because they didn't realise other people were going through that as well, and especially you, Fee, being in the public eye to share that, and made them feel that they're not the only one, they're not doing it on their own. So it was really powerful, mate.
Yeah, well,
so
you know,
sort of let you know that.
You do a bit of a stiff upper lip, and there's probably other parents, your mums and dads listening who are trying to keep it together. And the problem with ISO is you don't have alone time, so you don't actually have much time to sit on your own and take stock and go, whew, am I coping here? You're just always on the go being strong.
And I'll paint a picture for you, Byron. We finished work and I thought I'll just touch in to see if Boxy's okay, because it was a pretty powerful message that she said. And right. I just thought I'll just call her to see how she is, because it's straight after the show. So I thought she'll be okay.
You called her. I'd shoot her a message. She's got a lot on.
We chat, mate.
No, that's nice.
So I just thought I'd call her and just say that to see how she was going. And she's like, hi, Fev. And I go, hey, mate, how are you? And all I could hear was, and I went, oh, poor Daisy. And I go, okay, I bet. She goes, I got to go. And then we hung up.
I didn't even hear his, I actually didn't hear a word you said. No. There wasn't even really a goodbye. We just disconnected.
I just hung up and I thought, this shit real.
101.9 The Fox.
Now, we said this about a month ago on the show, and I want to say it again. And if there are any Karens listening, or you've got a Karen in your life, we feel for you and we stand with you in solidarity against what's happening to your name. Now,
or the definition could actually mean exactly that. My mum, Karen.
Well, no, your mum, Karen Kazza, is lovely, and I know wonderful Karens, and I feel for Karens. And I said this a month ago on the show. We actually got Karens to call in 131060 and tell us how annoying it is that just out of nowhere in the last 6 to 12 months, and it comes back to, I researched it. It comes back to American comedian Dane Cook. He did this funny sketch about a middle-aged woman who complains to management, and she's called a Karen. And that's sort of taken off in the States. Here's a new service over in the States that was actually helping define it.
The Karen, if you don't know, is usually portrayed as this white, middle-aged woman with an unfortunate haircut, I would say asymmetrical sort of bob, who is complaining always to the manager.
And it was based on, apparently in 1969, the most... The female name with that most people were calling their daughters at the time was Karen. So that's Kaza. Where the comedian Dane Cook came up with it. So it's one guy's joke, and now it's a global term that's now just entered the vocabulary. And a month ago, we as a show stood up to it and we said, no, this is discrimination against Karens. We don't like it. And then I am falling on my sword here on Monday. I was very sleep deprived.
Just wait till you know what it is, Fev. Don't jump on yet.
I'll jump on. I'm with her.
And we were very angry about the Bunnings woman who was carrying on and upset and abusing the Bunnings employees because she wouldn't put her mask on. Now, every online news source was calling her the Bunnings Karen. Yeah. And then there was the Brighton Karen. And that was poor broadcasting on my behalf, I was just going along with that word because it was what all the news stories were saying. Yeah. Bunnings Karen. And I thought about this and I'm disappointed because I got swept up in that again. And I'm going to say this now. If you're a Karen listening, we support you. We want you to reclaim your name. I hope this whole Karen things go away so Karens can enjoy their lives and not be the butt of a joke. And as a show, Fev, I'm going to say this, but I need you to hold my hand in this. We will no longer use that derogatory term Karen on our show. Karen, your name is back. We're putting it back where it belongs. It's just a lovely name.
Okay.
It doesn't have negative connotations. That's discrimination in its own right. And from now on, these people who abuse Bunnings workers or any employees, post office workers, any supermarket staff, we will, and as you know, we are referring to them as mask holes. And what a wonderful junction to play our song.
Okay, here we go.
You walk into Bunnings, not covering your face, while pointing your finger like you own the place. You're a mask hole.
In fairness to everyone involved in this show, there was no mention of the name Karen in that jingle.
No, exactly.
But you know, like, I'm with you, Boxy. I jumped on the sword. I held your hand. I am with you the whole way. But the girl from Bunnings, her name was Karen.
Wasn't it Kerry?
No, it was Karen.
Oh, dear.
I think one of them's called Lizzie Rose, which is not good for my dog.
Like, and the Brighton girl was Karen too.
Okay, well, still.
Well, she was Jodie.
Stop it, Fev. At 7:40, we made that pledge.
What about me, though, knowing all their names?
You're listening to Highlights of Fifi, Bev and Byron on 101.9 The Fox. To hear the whole show, subscribe to the Daily Catch-Up podcast, exclusive to the Fox app.
Now, an industry doing it tough amongst many industries at the moment here in Australia and the world doing it tough is our Australian film and stage and screen industry, and it's a really tough time. And a wonderful initiative has been started by a friend of ours, Fev, and that is to get behind Australian costume designers and artists. If you're after a mask, you want a Todd mask and named after a wonderful Australian, a great, wonderful man. What a treat having him back on the show. Todd McKenny. Todd.
Good morning. Actually, Fifi and Fev, you could bust out a bit of choreography to that last song yourselves.
Mm. Couldn't we? I mean, we were just discussing this before,
I'd probably nail
Todd. That. Both as former contestants of Dance with the Stars, you were our judge, my favourite personal judge of all time.
Hurtful to the others.
I was the worst contestant ever to get on it.
Yeah, but Fev, the last time I saw you, you didn't have any clothes on.
Yeah, me too. I saw you with no clothes on too.
That was
funny, that.
The full Monty, of course. Not the full Monty.
The all new Monty.
On Channel 7. Yeah, you do. You boys have spent a bit of time naked together.
Yeah, we have. But that covers half of Australia for me.
Todd, this is such a great idea. Todd Masks, toddmasks.com. Tell us a little bit about it and how important this is for people in the stage and screen industry.
Oh, absolutely. We've been completely decimated, as many industries have. But a lot of our people. Oh, hang on. I've got to turn my kettle off.
Here we go. Hang on.
Who's still got a kettle that boils?
The ISO life. There we go.
Don't tell me about it. I'm an old-fashioned guy. No, but look, we've got lots of different departments of our industry literally sitting doing nothing. And one of them is the costume designers, the wardrobe departments, the seamstresses, from the opera company, the ballet company, the film industry, television industry, stage industry. And we want to kind of try and keep them afloat. They're very skilled sewers and designers. And so we came up with this idea, a friend of mine and I, and we've basically built them a platform, toddmasks.com, where they can make their masks, upload their masks, and all the sales, the proceeds go directly to them. I think the catchphrase these days is pivot for profit. So Yeah, so that's it, and it's gone gangbusters. You know, we can't keep up with demand. We want professional theatrical sewers to get on board. We're loading new vendors every day. There's fantasy masks. There's masks for every day. They're all made to the strict World Health Organization guidelines, and it's really, really hit a chord with the public. The public have just backed it, and it's we're run off our feet, to be honest.
That's amazing. Now, I'm still baffled by the kettle. Now, what do you go for? An English tea or?
Feb, can you move on from the kettle?
He's got a beautiful place down there. Are you on the lake?
I'm on the Hawkesbury River in a 1948 weatherboard fishing shack, which I bought. Oh, it's idyllic, but it has everything's old. It has an old stove and an old kettle that whistles.
Has he got an old, maybe he's listening to us on an old transistor radio.
Well, I've got one of those as well.
Well, yeah, we'll make sure we put up a swipe up from our Insta stories as well, guys. And so if people want to, obviously there's the website, just go straight to toddmasks.com. But we'll also make sure we support it on the Fifi Fev Buyer on Instagram and do a big swipe up for people maybe who aren't hearing this on air, because that is just awesome, guys. We've got to get right behind this.
We will, absolutely.
In the first 2 days, we sold $6,000 worth of masks to these people. And our sewers are ecstatic at the support. You know, it helps the public, it helps them, and it's my way of doing something while I'm sitting doing nothing except making cups of tea on my old stove.
Now, Todd, before we let you go, can you put something to bed for us? Obviously, Fev and I, we're very good friends, we're very competitive, and we probably... One of the things we bicker about most on this show is our time on Dancing with the Stars. And
I know, question is, Fifi, and it's you.
Yes, thank you.
And the question was, who made the biggest idiot?
No.
Who fell down the stairs while heavily medicated? Correct.
Thank you, Todd. I know what he meant.
You were one of my favourite competitors of the whole series,
thank you.
Actually.
Thank you.
Thank you, Todd.
They're both saying thank
you. And Bev, you're my favourite stripper, so there you go.
Hey, it's the Fox.
101.9, the Fox.
Now, guys, it's just been brought to my attention. I sent a message out yesterday or last night to my male friends. I was going to put it on our WhatsApp boxy, but I thought, no, I better not, because there are a lot of females on that. And I thought it might be a little bit too rude for everyone to be looking at. I just thought that can't be good. That's the world we live in now. And I thought, hope that doesn't come back to bite me on the bum if I send it. So Alex actually sent it to me because a friend sent it to her. And what the message said was, Dan Andrews announcing Sunday at 11:59 that Victoria will be going into lockdown stage 4.
Oh gosh!
And then it's got a link, and you press the link, and after about a couple of seconds, up pops up a very large man naked with.
Yep. Can join the dots.
So it's a bit rude. So I sent it to Byron, and Byron opened it, and good one, mate. He didn't really appreciate it, but the one person that I knew that'd appreciate it would be Leon. Because Leon wants to get out. He's a person that loves to get out. He's a DJ at a lame duck. He just wants to be at pubs and he wants to be having frothies. This would rock him. So I thought I'll get him going at night time just so he doesn't sleep. Yeah,
so who would find this prank the most cruel? Leon.
Yeah, Leon. So Leon's obviously
kicking while he's down.
So, Boxy, I've sent it to Leon, and he's just informed me, before he opened up the link, because he was so shocked by the message, he sent it to his mum.
Leon.
Janae, how did that go down, Leon?
Well, first, I saw it after I sent it to her. I then went back and clicked on the link, and then just fear washed over me. Her and I have been keeping up date with all the lockdowns and numbers, and I was like, I've got some intel here for mum.
Oh, no. Did you quickly ring her and say, do not open that link?
I texted her and said, that's Feb's fault.
Wow. That's not very nice to say that, but she would have. I wonder what she think. I wonder what, mate, can you find out today what she actually thought? And we'll put it on our Instagram story.
No, we won't.
Let's play a song. It's the Fox.
You're You're listening to edited highlights of Fifi, Feb and Byron on 101.9 The Fox. To get the whole show, subscribe to the Daily Catch Up podcast, exclusive to the Fox app.
We've been talking, Feb, the last few days about how serious this situation here is in Melbourne and Victoria, yeah, with the number of cases of people with COVID-19, the poor families and people who are in ICU at the moment fighting for their lives. And it's really difficult with a lot of the deniers and the mask, the carry-on about not wearing masks and their civil rights being denied and also the conspiracy theories about COVID-19 not being real. What's really frustrating about that is it is a health crisis, and just human compassion and courtesy should mean people are taking this seriously. And when we touched on this yesterday, we received a call from somebody who has COVID-19 and has come out of hospital. And we were so pleased that she was prepared to come on the show and talk about it, because I think at the moment my read on this, Feb, is people are talking about it in the third person, and not knowing what it's like up close and personal. And we wanted to thank Erin so much for joining us. Hi, Erin.
Hi, guys. Nice to be on the show with you all. But just so you know, if I struggle to talk for a little bit, it's because I just have to grab some oxygen, you know, because I'm just finding it a bit hard to breathe. But I'm happy to be on the show and answer any questions, guys. You know, I love your show. I listen to it every morning on my way to work and at work, you know. And it's hard, guys. I'm really struggling. I'm feeling very isolated and very, very alone, you know. And it's the hardest thing I've ever dealt with in my whole entire life, to be completely honest.
Well, Erin, I mean, you're a single mum, you're of a beautiful 9-year-old, you're also 31, and I think it's important that we're talking to you because the stats have come out and a quarter of people suffering with COVID-19 at the moment in hospital are under 30. So a lot of people who say it's not a young person's disease and they're just, the young people are happy to go out and spread it and maybe not wear their masks. Erin, talk us through the symptoms. How bad was it in hospital? What was your experience in hospital like?
Look, I started getting symptoms on the Thursday. So it was like the 16th of July, you know, and I work in a primary school myself in before and after school care. So, you know, I was really scared to go and get that test done because I thought if I've got this and then I've given it to all the kids that I work with, I couldn't deal with that, you know. And I came home on that Thursday night and I just had a little bit of a tickle in my throat, you know. I just thought, oh, I'm just getting a bit sick because I walk my dog very early in the morning. And then the symptoms that I started to have went from a sore throat to a blocked nose to sneezing to, I started to get severe, shivering and the shakes and everything like that. And I just thought, oh, I've just got a bad cold, you know. Like, I didn't want to think the worst, you know. I had my daughter with me too and she was crying and I didn't want her to think, you know, mummy does have COVID because she's only 9 and it's hard for her to get her head around it. And then after that, I went home and I isolated until Sunday. And then Sunday night, they called me and they said, Erin, we hate to be the bearer of bad news, but you've tested positive. And I just couldn't breathe, you know. And they said, get yourself to the Alfred. And I went to the Alfred and as soon as I walked in there, they were like, have you tested positive? And I was like, yes, I have. And they're like, outside. And, you know, it was a bit of a big thing. And I felt like mentally I was overwhelmed, you know. And I just felt a little bit like, this is huge. Like, this is a really big pandemic going on in the world. And I'm a really healthy person normally. So I didn't think that I would catch it. And now my daughter has also tested positive as well, so it's hard to get my head around it, you know.
And what's the process for her being 9 years of age? Does she have to go into the hospital as well? Has she got the same symptoms or is it different
because she's a kid? She has no symptoms, so I'm really lucky. She just, the other day complained about a sore tummy and a runny nose, but then it's gone away. So I FaceTime her daily. She's with my foster mum at the moment, and she's isolating there and she's in a separate room. But she doesn't have any symptoms, so I'm very, very lucky that she doesn't. But the fact she tested positive, just, I felt a lot of guilt around that, you know.
Boxy, I think most people watching the news and then we see people like Erin going to hospital and then they leave and we think it's all over. Oh, they haven't got it anymore. But Erin, what's it like when you get home, do you still have the sore throat, your insides are sore? Because it's not over once you leave hospital, is it?
No, it's not. Look, nothing has changed for me since I came home from hospital. I haven't eaten in over a week. I have no taste whatsoever. I get hot and cold shivers all the time. Nothing has really changed. And it's hard.
Erin, thank you so much for sharing that. I mean, we're giving you a big virtual hug. We can, you know, we and many other people can relate to what it's like to be isolated at the moment and alone. And for you to not have your daughter there, my heart breaks for you. And but you've just, you know, bravely given people a snapshot of not only how terrifying and scary it is to have this infection and how difficult that is, but also how seriously we should take it, because you're 31 and you've been hospitalised and struggling. And, you know, we all need to get behind the directives from the chief health officers and do what we're told. Erin, I guess, is there anything you'd like to say to people who aren't wearing masks and are fighting this?
Yeah, I would. Like, coming from a parent's point of view, as well as someone that does have COVID, just wear your mask. Like, it's really not that hard, you know. Like, I understand people think they can't breathe and this and that, but, like, really, if we did this all back when we had stage one, we would have been in this situation now, you know. Like, it blows my mind that people don't think this is serious. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's a serious thing. And, yeah, I'm mind blown the fact that people just think it's just a joke, you know, it'll blow over sort of thing, where it's like it's not, it's getting worse, you know.
And, well, you're sitting there with an oxygen machine, Erin. I mean, so look, you just take care. I'm sending you lots of love. You'll get through this, Erin. It won't be long till you can be reunited with your daughter. So we're thinking of you, hanging tough. And, you know, you've done a really great thing this morning, and you're 31. And that's what it's like to have COVID-19. It's no walk in the park. Is.
Thanks, guys. Thanks. Lots of love. Thank you.
1019 The Fox.